Viewpoints is VHB's thought leadership platform, where we share insights on critical issues and emerging technologies in the AEC industry. I'm Mike Carriger, President and CEO of VHB. I'm excited to introduce VHB's thought leaders and our client and partner podcast participants, all future-focused thinkers who want to reimagine the built environment. I hope you'll tune in often and leave inspired.
We're here today to talk about the continuing revitalization of Paramore in Orlando, Florida, and how VHB partnered with the city and the community to enhance economic development opportunities while preserving culture and heritage. I'm Kurt Ostrotka, VHB's Director of Smart Communities, and I served as the project manager for the Paramore Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan in Orlando, Florida.
I'm Roberta Fennessy, VHB Southeast Region Service Leader for Planning and Design, and I've also been working in the Paramore community since 2013.
For over a decade, VHB has assisted the City of Orlando with the revitalization of the Paramore community. Paramore used to be a thriving neighborhood full of African-American businesses, cultural and artistic institutions, but that changed over time, notably with the introduction of the Interstate Highway, which cut off downtown Orlando from the Paramore community. So that led to population decline, that led to businesses closing, that led to even there was no school within Paramore for the children to go to anymore.
And around the same time that the city embarked on the Paramore Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan, there were a lot of disparate initiatives happening in the Paramore community and affecting them. The city got a new soccer stadium right in the heart of the community. Creative Village was a redevelopment of the Amway Arena, which was the home of the Orlando Magic. They relocated, and now approximately 60 acres of land became available for redevelopment. And so the plan really looked to prioritize the community's needs and put the community first in this in the future economic development initiatives happening in the community.
So the city partnered with VHB in order to make sure that the new economic developments that were occurring, such as the Creative Village, were done respectfully with the need to balance economic development with cultural heritage within the community. In 2013, the City of Orlando was awarded a HUD grant, which eventually funded the Paramore Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan that VHB partnered with the city on. Over time, VHB has been a steady partner to help not only with the development of the plan, the community outreach and engagement portion of it, but then some of the subsequent projects that followed the plan guidelines. And Roberta, you were involved in some of those.
So I began working in the Paramore community in 2013 as a member of the development team for Creative Village. Later on, I worked on behalf of the City of Orlando as a consultant to help open and launch Creative Village in the UCF downtown campus. Since desegregation, there hadn't been an elementary school in the neighborhood for over 40 years. And so based on the neighborhood plan's recommendations, a new K-8 Center for Academic Excellence opened. UCF relocated some of its programs to a new downtown campus in collaboration with Valencia College. And there's really this thriving nucleus of academic activity there that's palpable and that's really exciting in the middle of the community so that residents can see it, experience, and be a part of it.
I think one of the most impactful outcomes of the Paramore Plan was the introduction of an educational hub concept within the shared vision. And that led to, as you mentioned, the introduction of the UCF downtown and Valencia College campus, which brought 7,000 students, faculty, and administration members to downtown to really mix in with the Paramore community. And I think it's really notable that a philanthroper saw this energy that was happening and dedicated college scholarships to all of the Paramore kids who went through the new elementary school and then made it graduate from high school and went through UCF downtown. So we were able to help facilitate a cradle-to-career pipeline all within the neighborhood.
And I think that focus on education and academics has really been, what's set apart the evolving future of Paramore, different from past redevelopments. Focusing the community, I always say that this was a city-led but community-driven plan that we worked on. And focusing on education was a great move to prioritize the community's needs. It's very important for the community to have a seat at the table from day one. And VHB had played a huge part in nurturing that relationship between community members, stakeholders, and the City of Orlando. And Kurt, you were involved in so much of that initial public outreach and stakeholder engagement from day one.
We held so many public meetings. Part of the biggest obstacle was just building trust within the community. because there had been many plans that had been promised before, but really no delivery for the residents to trust in the city or their partners and consultants. So that meant we went to the restaurants, we went to the businesses. I still go to the same barber in Paramore that I've been going for the last 10 years now, because that's part of our commitment to really get to know people within the community. So we met with different neighborhood associations, but one of the challenges was because there's a very low home ownership rate within the community at that time, we really had to try to build the constituency through trust and through a lot of activity and public workshops. One of my favorite activities was working with the youth within the community. And we got out the Lego blocks and asked them to just develop the community that they would like to see in the future. And that was a great activity, because we showed that then to the adults, and they said, those are pretty good ideas. So it was a great way to try to engage as many people where they were as we could. And we're really proud of those efforts.
And I think VHP really played an important part in nurturing that culture of collaboration and that relationship. As a faculty member at UCF, when UCF came to downtown, they built on that and saw the importance of nurturing that relationship, and they established the Paramore Community Engagement Council, and I had the privilege of serving on that for 2 years, and it truly was about continuing that relationship and continuing the listening and the collaboration.
The approach we used for public engagement and for the project as a whole was healthy community design. So we wanted to teach people or educate on ways to improve their daily health through the urban design and the development and form of the community. And education was a big part of that, the educational facilities that weren't there, but also access to healthy food, access to transit opportunities, access to job opportunities, and access to just walking trails and places where you can get safe physical activity. And that was a very easy way to communicate to the community. These are the things that we can do to help improve your own physical health, rather than talk about architecture or urban planning. It was a very easy, you know, communication method.
So one of the healthy community design principles speaks to access to healthy food for communities. And Paramore was definitely a food desert. So that's a planning term we use a lot. And that just simply means when a community doesn't have access to fresh produce and healthy foods, the typical stuff we find in grocery stores. So they may have access to convenience stores or bodegas, but not a true grocery store. Early on, the city recognized that. And one of the first moves was to realign one of the BRT routes, the bus rapid transit routes, to help Paramore residents access a nearby grocery store in the downtown core.
Not only that, for our first public workshop, we had the Nurses Association from University of Central Florida, as well as students, come out and do basic health screenings for people, so they can learn a little bit about their BMI, their weight, any, you know, existing conditions they may need to be concerned about. And since the city has a goal to be future ready and incorporate smart cities technologies, they are now introducing an autonomous circulator within Paramore that will connect to Link Central Station, which is the main transit hub of the city, connecting to the light rail, to all the bus routes.
And let's not forget all the micromobility that we see around Paramore, from the e-scooters to the e-bikes. They're everywhere. And I think that really speaks to the enhanced mobility options in the neighborhood.
I think some of the biggest benefits coming out of the Paramore Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan has been the introduction of new mixed income housing. There's a very large affordable housing issue within Central Florida right now, particularly within Paramore, where a lot of the housing was already substandard. In the time since we completed the plan, over 300 new mixed income housing units have been developed. And the concept of mixed income is really important, because it's not just low income, but there's market rate mixed in there as well, and it all looks the same.
We really saw the Creative Village Master Plan align with those principles of creating a neighborhood with diversity of economic incomes. And today we see market rate housing, student housing, affordable housing, all coexisting in that Paramore ecosystem.
I'd like to thank my co-host and my friend, Roberta, for sharing these memories with me. The Paramore Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan has been one of the most challenging projects I've ever worked on, but also one of the most rewarding, as we've been able to watch the community transform and revitalize to be the way it used to be.